All right, you can just breathe normally now as you continue to relax, unwind, in anticipation of going into deeper levels of relaxation called hypnosis. In having experienced hypnosis multiple times, in person and by audio, your unconscious awareness is fully familiar with the bodily sensation, mental and emotional sensations, that are the sensations of trance. And the way the mind works is that the subconscious mind is, when you recall an event or an experience, the mere act of recalling brings it to life again. It's as if you're reliving the experience. And in so doing, having you recall all those times where you went very deep into trance, by default, your unconscious awareness is reliving those experiences, and you find yourself naturally going deeper into trance automatically. And of course, the conscious mind does not understand trance because it's not meant for it. The conscious mind is just there for the ride, allowing the unconscious mind to absorb all the words and the intents behind the words, guiding the unconscious awareness into deep levels of trance. And now, Alec, as you sit there comfortably, eyes already closed, you may begin to notice that there are things you know and things you don't yet know that you know. Because even when we try to understand something fully, like the wind that swirls leaves across the street, some spin clockwise, some tumble end over end, some rise, then settle. And yet it all seems to make sense until it doesn't. You may find that the more you try to track which leaf goes where, the less you notice the wind itself. And sometimes, when we stop noticing the details, we start experiencing the motion. As thoughts begin to drift in one direction and then the other, just like when you try to remember what you forgot or forget what you tried to remember, your conscious mind can take a short vacation, letting the deeper part of you, the wiser part, begin to take the lead. You may not remember the exact moment when the wind became a river, or the river a sky, or the sky a quiet hush in the mind. And that's perfectly okay, because something inside you knows exactly where you need to go. And as your inner mind begins to open, it begins to open even more. And you may have noticed, or have you ever noticed, how time moves differently depending on where you focus. Sometimes a moment lasts forever, and sometimes an entire day disappears in a blink of an eye. Right now, I wonder if you've been listening for a long time, or if we just started. Because the past is just a memory, and memories shift, don't they? You may have thought you knew how long you've been here, but isn't it strange how the further into this moment you go, the less you're sure of when it began? And what if, just as you try to remember the beginning, it moves further away? Just like a dream that vanishes the moment you wake up. And the more you reach for it, the more distant it becomes, until all that's left is this moment right here. And that moment stretches and softens and shifts as you slip comfortably deeper into wherever your mind wants to take you now. That's right. And I'm going to count from 10 down to 1, and when I reach 1, you'll be very, very deep into trance, the deepest you've ever been. 10, going deeper. 9, deeper and deeper. 8, 7, 6, going deeper now. 5, 4, 3, 2, and one can always go deeper and deeper and deeper still. There is a place deep within you where the illusion of control gently dissolves into something far more powerful. Trust. You have lived your life building structure, Alec. You've been the architect of reliability, the master builder of stability. People have come to lean on you, and you've been proud to be that pillar. That part of you, the provider, is noble. It deserves recognition. But right now, we speak not to the part of you that performs, but to the part that longs to simply be. Because under every plan, under every effort to fix what isn't working, there is a soft voice in you saying, I want to be loved. I want to be loved without needing to manage it. And Alec, that longing is sacred. Your mind may often return to Anne, what she says, what she doesn't say, what she does or fails to do. And each moment that doesn't align with your need feels like a message as follows. She doesn't see me. She's not trying. But that's not the real message. The real message is that your heart is tired. Not tired of loving, but tired of orchestrating love. You see, there is a difference between love that flows and love that must be directed. Your false self, this well-intentioned protector, learned early that survival means being useful, that if you're dependable enough, responsible enough, strong enough, then surely others will show up the way you need. But the truth is, love cannot be commanded. It cannot be controlled or curated. And now you're ready to receive love differently. Imagine this. You are standing in a vast open field. The wind is soft. In your hands, you hold a tightly folded map, a blueprint you followed for decades. It contains rules, expectations, instructions. You've used it to guide Anne, to protect yourself from disappointment, to find security in the predictable. But now you notice the map is fading, the ink smudges, the paper wears thin, and your hands, they begin to open. You let the map drift into the breeze. You do not need to control the terrain anymore. You are learning to walk without a plan. And just ahead, you see Anne. She is not the version your mind has built. She is not fixed in place, nor shaped by your expectations. She is her own person, scared, hopeful, flawed, loving in ways you may not fully understand. And she reaches for you, not because you earned it, not because you planned it, but because you allowed it. Alec, it's time to allow. Allow love to come to you in imperfect ways. Allow yourself to be surprised. Allow Anne to be your ally, not your project. Your obsession with her behavior was never about her. It was the false self whispering these words, "If she doesn't change, I'll never feel safe." But you're wiser now. You are beginning to understand safety doesn't come from someone else's behavior. It comes from your own ability to let go of needing to control. You were born with that ability. It has simply been buried beneath years of scripts, duties, and invisible contracts. Now, we tear those contracts up. Say to yourself now, inside your mind, or softly, even aloud in your mind, "I no longer require love to obey my expectations. I receive love as it comes, not as I control it. Anne is not my enemy. She is my companion on this unpredictable road." And notice what happens. As those words take root, something deep within your chest begins to loosen. The knot unties. The old tension exhales. There is space now. Space for peace. Because you are not standing on a battlefield. You are standing in a field of possibility. From this moment forward, Alec, the need to correct Anne's behavior begins to soften. Instead of rehearsing disappointment, you begin to wonder, "What part of me is hurting right now? Is it possible that Anne is doing her best, even if I can't see it yet? Can I choose peace over proof?" This inner dialogue becomes your ally. You are building a new relationship, not just with Anne, but more importantly, with yourself. One that isn't built on monitoring, managing, and measuring, but on trust. And the more you practice trust, the more you say, "I can be loved as I am, and so can Anne." The more you begin to live in freedom. So, let's plant this in your deeper mind. Each time you find yourself triggered by Anne's behavior, you pause, you breathe, and you remember, "I don't have to grip this moment. I can open my hands and receive what's here. Because every time you choose presence over control, you are choosing healing. You are choosing intimacy. You are choosing your true self. You might even begin to imagine a version of yourself who no longer fixates on someone else's behavior for relief. That version of you wakes up lighter. You walk through the house and hear laughter without trying to interpret it. You notice Anne's silence and smile gently, because silence is not rejection. It's just space. And within that space, you feel something you haven't felt in a long time. Trust in yourself. Trust in the bond between you. Trust in the unfolding. Each breath brings a new opportunity to release, receive, and return. Not to control, but to connection. Now, imagine a garden inside you, a place you've never visited before because you were too busy pruning the outer hedges. In this garden, there is no need to do anything. Just be. The sunlight lands gently on your shoulders. You see Anne walking there too. Not needing to prove anything, just being. And your eyes meet, not with expectation, but with presence. That is what love can be. That is what you're returning to. And this garden, Alec, grows stronger each time you trust the moment instead of controlling it. You are safe here. You are loved here. You are enough. Even without a map, without a rule, without a plan. Let that truth root into your subconscious now. Let it travel down your spine, into your breath, into your heartbeat, and let it whisper the following words. I am free. I am free. I am finally free. And now imagine this. You are sitting beneath a tall, ancient tree in the garden of your inner mind. You feel grounded, stable, your back supported by something timeless, all around you. The breeze carries gentle fragrances of trust, forgiveness, and renewal. And Anne appears again, not to test you, not to resist you, but simply to sit beside you in shared stillness. She doesn't speak. She doesn't have to. Her presence is enough. And for the first time in a long time, your system doesn't scan for meaning. It simply rests. In this sacred stillness, you realize no conversation can bring this peace. No strategy, no control, only surrender, only allowing. And from this state, Alec, you are reborn. From this moment forward, each time you feel tension rising, control tightening, or expectations building, you will remember this tree, this stillness, this shared space. It is within you always, Alec. With each breath you take, trust deepens. With each softening, love becomes more possible again. You are no longer ruled by the old need to fix. You are no longer held captive by your blueprint of how love must look. You are free to experience love as it is, messy, human, beautiful, and real. Your subconscious now knows the way. Every day, you become more aware of the moments when control gives way to openness. You begin to feel more at ease when Anne is simply being herself. You experience freedom in releasing the need to guide, shape, or judge her behavior. You allow your nervous system to rest, to reset, responding with curiosity instead of reactivity. You recognize your false self patterns more easily and gently redirect your focus inward. That's right. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll emerge from hypnosis knowing the truth that you are enough just as you are. 1, recognizing powerful positive changes have taken place here. Changes that will continue to unfold every second of every minute of every hour of every day. as you recognize, acknowledge, and allow your authentic self to surface. 2, recognizing powerful, positive changes have taken place here now. Changes that will continue to unfold easily, effortlessly, as you embrace more of your authentic self. That's right. And 3, recognizing the hypnosis is slowly coming to an end. And 4, recognizing the hypnosis is now quickly coming to an end. And 5, eyes open, feeling better than before, feeling wonderfully rested and calm, and ready to go on with your day. Welcome back.